I've got 10 minutes, okay? I wanted to speak on honor and the case for honor. What is honor? To hold in great respect, to think highly of, to hold in high esteem, to put before oneself, to put somebody else before oneself, to appreciate, to value, to prize, to cherish, to surrender to somebody, to submit to somebody, and to love deeply. Why did I want to speak about honor? Because today's the day we're honoring our moms, the mothers in this place. But I felt I wanted to stretch it out and talk about honor. What does the Bible say about who we should honor? All right? Before we go there, I want to deal with the offering. One of the things we read in the Word, and I'm not going to look for that scripture right now, but I will, as you take your offering out, because we're going to give the offering shortly. And I'm going to ask us to do the offering in the old way. All right? So if I can ask... Okay. I think the battery's flat. No, it's not. If I can ask that some of you would come forward, some of our leaders will come forward. We only need four, and we're going to pass the offering plate. Now, don't think this is your opportunity to take something out the offering plate. Don't hand it out yet. I want to talk first. Stop. Julle begin te vinnig. Ek is baie klaar nie. Come, Mrs. Williams, you jump in the gun like you always do. I'm just joking. Proverbs 3, verse 9. Honor the Lord. The Bible teaches us to honor Him. Amen. There's other scripture that says we must honor Jesus. But one of the scriptures we know about honoring the Lord is honor the Lord with your possessions and the first fruits of all your increase. Amen. And then you're going to say to me, yeah, but in the New Testament doesn't talk about tithing. And I will come back to you and I'll say, but hang on, Abraham, the father of faith, tithed to Melchizedek. And do you know that his son Jacob tithed as well? He said, if you will be my God and you will favor me in everything I do, I will give you a tenth of all my increase. Amen. That's a tithe. We have been grafted in the vine and we became children of God. That was way before the law, 400 years before the law came. So tithing is not something that was established in the law. Okay. So this is what I was thinking about when I was preparing for this message. The pastor gaan nou praat oor tithes and offerings. Okay. Honor him with all your possessions, it says. All right. What happened in Ananias and Sapphira? The new church had just been born. The people were selling property and giving the money so that the people in the church could be supported. So Ananias and Sapphira sold a property. And the Lord, in this scripture, says, honor the Lord with all your possessions. So people were coming, but they kept some back for themselves. All right? But they hid that fact. They deceitfully did it. If they just come and said, God can have half, that's our decision. Peter, he has half. We decided to keep off, he has half. It's fine. Okay? They hid that. They made as though we're giving everything. All your possessions. And God struck them both dead, just like that. And the thought that came to mind was this. Here it goes on the pastor about tithing. What is a tithe? It's a tenth of your increase. Okay? It's a tenth of what I earn. Every month I get a salary, that's my increase. Okay? God has given me another X thousand rand. Alright? So now, think about this one. Is my salary my increase? Or is my salary my increase less tax? Spire still in the black. Your salary is your salary. Tax is an expense. Why do we pay tax? We pay tax because of services we get or no, don't get. But we are perceived to get a service. And I will tell you, you walked here or you drove here on a road and you walked on a pavement and there are street lights and there's water running to most homes and electricity that's been fed to the electricity box. That is stuff that's been paid for both your taxes. The laws of the land are there to help us in this country and tax money has been spent to put those laws in place. Right? It's an expense. Tax is an expense. So if you are giving of your net after tax, and you said, Lord, I'm not going to ask you, honor you with the first fruit of all my increase. I'm going to give you a tenth of what's left. That's what Ananias and Sapphira did. They gave God what was left after they took what they wanted for themselves. Sorry, but did I just wake you up this morning? Okay? We've got good tithers in this church, but we've got people who don't tithe, who can tithe. We've got people that are given the leftovers of their money in their offering. God, I'll give you this leftover. But when I want something, I will take a bucket load of money and I'll spend it on myself. And I'll put God second, but I'll expect Him to put me first. And I'm not saying this to manipulate it. This is what came. It was actually going to be part of the message. But then the message was so big that I didn't have time to put it in. But I'm doing it now because my message is messed up in any case. Church, don't rob yourself. Don't be seinig with God, because He's not seinig with you. Amen. Don't feel begrudged because my tax is 41%. After I've given a tenth, 51% of my increase is gone. So I've got to live on 49%. Okay, that's for those of you that earn the big bucks. Okay. Doesn't matter, because God will bless that 49%. In fact, you can put 90% in and God will bless the 10% and you'll still be okay. It's just is what it is. Amen. And there's people of you in this congregation that have tested that and will be able to stand and testify that's exactly what God has done. Amen. There's people that are holding back and saying, Lord, give me that new job. Please provide for me. Lord, why are my expenses out of control? Why do I have to go and use that stupid credit card? Cut up the stupid credit card. Start living on what God has given you. It's not always easy. But while the credit card's in control, you'll never have enough to tithe. I can tell you that now. You've got to start somewhere. Okay, that wasn't what the whole message. Honor God with the first fruit of your possessions. Amen. So we're going to pray. Father, as we give of our tithes and our offerings, it's part of the honoring message. We need to honor You. It's not the only way we honor You. We honor You by loving our neighbor as ourselves. We heard about that last week. We honor You by loving our wives and loving our husbands and loving our children, with children loving their parents, by working as unto You in our workplace instead of taking what we earn and only doing half the work that is expected for that money that we're earning and robbing our employer. Help us to honor in every way, every area. And as this offering comes in, let us give with an attitude of honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Can I just put this in there? Thank you. While they are taking that, I'm going to speak to you about honor briefly. What does the Bible say about who we must honor? 1 Peter 2, verse 11 to 25. Behold, beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul, having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles. We need to have an honorable conduct. That when they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works which they observe glorify God in the day of visitation. Therefore submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake. Submit yourselves. Honor the laws of the land. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake. Whether as to the king as supreme or to governors, as those who are sent by Him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of those who do good. For this is the will of God, that by doing good, by living an honorable life, you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, as free yet not using liberty as a cloak for vice, but as bondservants of God. Honor all people. Who needs honor, church? All people. All people. And then it says, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor God, and then honor the king. In this country, do you know what that means? It means honor who? State president. How do you honor him? By honoring the laws of the land. Amen. What is honorable conduct? I've just read it. Abstaining from fleshly lusts, doing works which people can observe, submitting ourselves to the ordinances of men, the laws of the land. For the Lord's sake, do it. Loving our brothers in Christ. Fearing God. And honoring the government. Do we measure up to that kind of conduct, church? Then I want to come to this one. This is Mother's Day. Exodus 20, verse 12. And I've taken it from the Amplified version for a reason. honor, in brackets, respect, obey, and care for your father and your mother, so that your days may be prolonged in the land the Lord your God gives you. In another scripture, in Ephesians 6 verse 2, it's, Paul writes, this is the first command with a promise. If you honor your father and your mother, you will be blessed in the land that the Lord has given you, and you will live long. Who wants to live long? I do. And I've got lots of more that I can speak to you about, but I'm just going to speak to you about parents because it's Mother's Day and I've got 5 minutes. I'm not going to rush. I'm sorry, I can't rush the Holy Spirit. Honoring a mother and father. Why would I honor my mother? Let me tell you a little story. Who knows Laban? That was Jacob's father-in-law. Okay? Jacob married his two daughters, Leah, which he didn't plan to marry, and he married any case. What's the moral of the story? Don't just sleep with the first person you see, because when you wake up in the morning, you're going to be disappointed. Amen. It's in the Bible, eh? I can say it. And then he married Rachel. Rachel was Jacob's favorite wife, and she gave him a son called Joseph. And Jacob loved that. It was Jacob's favorite son, and he made him a coat of many colors. But that's not what I want to speak about. Rachel, Jacob went and spoke to his wives one day. He said, I've served your father for so long. He keeps cheating me, he keeps robbing me, and it's time for us to go. And they secretly left. What did Rachel do? She was a mother. Okay? This is why we honor mothers. She was a mother. It's a funny piece of scripture. You can go and read it in Genesis 31. Okay, I don't have time to go there now. She stole her father's idols. She stole her father's false gods. That's a strange thing for her to do. Did she need money? No. Her husband had increased. He had camels and men and maid servants and flocks. And you could see it because he sent forward all those flocks and things to his brother Esau to try and appease him. And let me tell you, that wasn't even half. I'm quite sure because Jacob's nature was not to give like that. Remember, his name was Supplanter. Okay, he had his own best interests at heart until God touched him. That's another message. Why do you think Rachel took those idols? She didn't need money. Her husband was rich. She didn't hate her father, so she didn't take it to be revengeful or vengeful. She took it to protect her family. She took it because she still thought that those false gods had power to help her father to overcome her and her family and her husband. And then when Laban came and he caught up with him, he accused Jacob. He said, you've stolen everything from me. You've stolen my children, my animals, nothing, man. Listen to me, I'm in a hurry. Jacob worked for that stuff for many years. And God blessed him. That's why he increased. Even accused him of stealing his daughters, which he had to work 7 years each for. And Jacob didn't know what Rachel had done. He said, well, whoever has got it, they will die. Rachel put her life on the line for her family. She perceived those gods as having power. She perceived those gods as having the power to be able to give her father the ability to hurt her family. She put her life on the line for her children. That's why a mother needs to be honored. Because how many of the mothers in this place wouldn't put their lives on the line? And then why do we honor our fathers? I go back to the parable of the wayward son. When he decided to come home, his father stood and watched this prodigal son of his make mistake after mistake after mistake. He said, I want my inheritance now. His father gave it to him. That's what a dad's like. You give even when you shouldn't. That's the truth. Who's a dad, yo? Have you done that? You'll do what it takes to bless your children and your wife if you're a good husband. But when that son realized that he messed up, and the father saw him coming, the father didn't say, ach, you stupid idiot, get out of my sight. He didn't say, you didn't listen to me, see what's happened now. I told you so. Get out! He ran to him. He put his arms around him, he kissed him. He said, go and get him a robe. Come put another, he wasted everything I gave him. Get another gold ring, put it on his fingers. Go and kill the fatted calf. Let's have a celebration. He loved his son. He was willing to do whatever it took to show his son how much he loved him. Josh, I love you, my boy. Christy, I love you. I'll do anything for you guys. I will. What father wouldn't do what it takes to protect his family? That's why we honor our fathers. I can give a lot of more examples, but because of time, I thought those two things would sink in. A mother will sacrifice. I've seen Cyril do it over and over and over. She'll have beautiful things. She'll have money. Not a waste. And she'll take that money and just give it. Bless our children. A father will take, I didn't have to do it, praise the Lord, but he'll take a loan so his son can go to university. He'll buy them a car. He'll give them good advice, even though they don't listen. Need a good club, but he'll say, no, whatever you do, come, I love you, you're my child. That's what we honor our parents. Amen? We've got good reason. Who else must we honor? The Bible says in that same passage in Peter, talks about honoring our employer. And in this country, where people have been treated wrongly and treated badly, go and read that scripture. It says, even if they treat you badly, honor them. It's far from what happens in this nation. You know why? Because man has become God. Man says, we will strike, we will hurt our employer, we will blackmail him until we get what we want. I'm telling you, if you go to the Lord, and I've got nothing about people that strike. I don't actually care. That's their business, okay? But if we do it the right way, if we don't watch our watch and say, okay, 4:30 is child time, I will work until 4:15, and then I'll spend the next 10 minutes packing up, and I'll be at the gate at 4:30 so I can out of here at 4:30. So I haven't worked for the last 15 minutes that I've been paid for. You understand what I'm saying? If we say, I submit myself and my work to the Lord, and even that man that is treating me wrong, and it does happen, I'll honor him. God will honor us. You might say, but I haven't experienced that. Test it. Amen? That's all I'm going to say this morning, because it's time to go. It's Mother's Day. Have you enjoyed the service this morning? I mean, there was a kind of, I hope that you got the meat of the message. I had lots more I could preach. I'll put it on the website. You can go and read it. How do you find the website? Search Christian Heritage Church, Krugersdorp in Google. Simple. Let's stand. We're going to close in prayer. I want to ask Shirley, would you mind to pray a special blessing over the moms in the church? And will you close the church? Close the church with the keys of the service mouth.
Father God, we thank and praise you for the mothers in this church. Father, we know what a blessing it is to be a mother. And Father, I pray that as these ladies go forth today, that Lord, they might know that your hand is upon them. Father, I pray that you will give them a special understanding of how to handle situations with their children in their families, regardless of how old their children are. Whether their children are adults, whether their children are parents, whether their children are great-grandparents. Father God, I pray that you will bless and bless indeed. And Father, I pray over each person in this place today, that Lord God, your hand will be upon them. That Lord, as they go out this week, that Lord, that they will do it with you alongside of them. That Father God, that you will go with them in everything that they do, everything that they say, that, Lord, you might be seen in each person that is represented here today. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.